This is the second part of a trilogy of documentary series where I look at families living positively with autism. In the first series, broadcast in 2013, I looked at young autistic children. In this series, I get to hang out with three fascinating and brilliant teenagers and their families. Given their age, educational issues and decisions play a huge part in their lives, and as such, is a major focus of this series. You will first get to meet 18-year-old Kira in the months leading up to her final exams. Afterwards, you will meet Ben, who has learned to control his sensory issues and whose house is full for Easter. And finally, you meet Jack as he celebrates his 14th birthday and makes new friends. I hope by listening to these three amazing characters and their families, you will get to understand autism a little better and discover what it is really like to live with people who just don't see the world the way we do.
This is part two of a three-part series entitled The Moon is an Orange Triangle, directed by Alison Toomey.
You do the evening shift?
Yeah.
You're the night nurse. Okay. So tell me, who was Lolly Sticks or something? So what was
Lolly Legs.
Who's Lolly Legs?
He was very small. He had a very small body, but he had very, very long legs.
Who's this, the little lamb?
Yeah, but he died about a week ago or so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lolly Legs.
Yeah.
Oh, here, look at the little lambs.
That's Annie there.
Is that the one you're going to feed?
Yeah, that's Annie.
Oh, she's running over to you. Look at this.
Yeah.
She knows you? Is that her mammy?
Yeah. That one has no milk anymore.
Silly old mammy with no milk, huh? Making you come out of these bottles. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's gorgeous.
It was Annie that wouldn't feed.
Do you like the farm, Kira?
Ah, yeah, it's lovely. I love going out here now and again, just like around the animals and all there.
Here's the cows running. Holy mother of God, did you see the running that cow?
Yeah, cows are scary. I don't like cows.
Do you not like cows? Oh, he was sort of charging a bit, wasn't he? Yeah.
The red one?
Yeah.
I told you that one there was a header.
I was very young whenever we had cows, and I remember that I wanted to pet them, and Dad told me not to go near them because, well, they had their backsides to me, so they'd kick me if I go near them. I'm sure, obviously, I disobeyed him and went to touch the cow, and he kicked me backwards.
Oh, did you get a kick of a cow?
I got a kick right in the stomach, yeah.
Okay, so that would put anybody off visiting the cows.
Yeah.
Must have been very difficult for Kira, all the sensory overload, the smells all the time. What was she like when she was younger?
Well, it was very hard to get her to go outside, for starters, because, like you say, the smells and different times of the year, especially the winter with the silage and that, would really, you know, she wouldn't really not take to it. And also the noise, like the tractor, would be a big thing. She couldn't stand the noise of the tractor, the quad. If her dad was, say, cutting wood, the chainsaw, any of those noises. So she basically just wouldn't go outside. Like, as in, now she might go outside as in around the house, but she would never go down on the farm.
Do you like to be a farmer, Kira?
Not full-time, anyway.
Nah. It's nice this evening, though, isn't it, when the weather's so nice?
Yeah.
Here we are in the hen coop.
Chicken house.
Chicken house. They're very quiet.
There's one in there. I know.
Oh, what a smell.
Aye.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any eggs out there?
We got five so far.
Five eggs?
Yeah. There's usually six, but there's one egg in there.
Alright, so is there one clock in
the shed? No, that's not a clock. I don't think
there's...
It's
not? I don't really know a lot about our farm. Mm. I know it's down there, I know animals are on it, but I would know like the details, like how many animals are on, like how many sheep are on it. Mm. How do you, like, you know, sell them and buy them, and what is needed to take care of them?
Two sheepdogs.
Two border collies.
Oh, they look old.
Jeff's very old now. He's near retirement, I'd say. Mm. And the one over there that Laurie's hugging is missed.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. Massive dog.
He's jumped up on you.
See, I get very excited whenever someone's around them.
I can see that.
This is very jumpy.
Isn't she?
Mm. Well, they're both very good sheepdogs.
They're friendly.
Dad's very happy with them, yeah. We had Jeff since he was a pup, I think, and we bought Mist but a couple of years ago.
The dog is right up beside Lorelei, up to her face, licking her face. Is that nice, Lorelei?
Yes. Oh. I won't go anywhere near them. I'm not going over there uniform. Either. I'm in my school uniform. I have an excuse.
I'm not next to near them.
I love
they're
the
really
dogs.
Friendly. Oh, they're friendly, but yeah, they're jumping all over Lorelei.
You're
all
right there. I don't mind that at all. I love those dogs. Border Collies are best dogs ever.
Okay, girls. Thanks for the tour. The Boyle Farm.
With maturity, she just got a little bit more desensitized. I don't know if it's that or she's just learning to cope with this as part of life, you know. But the same would be in Donegal Town. Like, you know, she would always either... Kira's wild habit of walking right behind you and you could just turn round and she's just literally there. And she still kind of does that sometimes, especially if we're somewhere that she's not used being in, like, you know. And I remember one day in town, now this is granted, she was a bit younger, and a wedding came in and, you know, all the car horns beeping. And she just nearly, if she could get into me, she would have been like right, she was right up on top of me, like, you know. And it really, you know, frightened her and annoyed her, like, you know. Yeah, so them kind of things would, but she's definitely gotten better, but I don't know if it's desensitized. I don't know if that'd be the right word. I'd say more she's learning to cope with the noises because they are part of every day.
Is this your room, Ben?
This is my room.
What have you got in here, Ben?
I got everything.
Everything.
You talked a lot, Marguerite, about how Ben now has all his sensory issues sort of resolved. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that you put so much work into all that. Now that he's 18 or 19, that he's sort of worked through all of that. He doesn't do the stemming, he doesn't do the rocking, he doesn't do the pacing. There isn't so much repetitive behaviour. And it's very interesting for people with young autistic children to learn this and know this, because they might think, like, is this guy going to do this all his life? And they could very well do that all their lives.
Yeah.
But there are therapies, good therapies in place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in your opinion, what are the good therapies, the good things that worked for you guys?
We would have done a lot of sensory integration with Ben. And that certainly worked. As you know, Ben would have paced the floor, and Ben would have spent any minute that he wasn't doing something else stimming, and he would have stared at doorknobs and stimmed at the doorknobs on the presses.
Yeah.
And he would have spent a lot of time that, and he would have paced, he would have ran the hall, and he would have, you know, and he would have climbed on things, and he wanted to be up high, and he wanted to be swinging, and he'd all sorts of...
These
so are things
we actually put in some swings inside the house. We actually used to live next door as well, so we put them into that house, and then when we built this house, we actually built the swings into the ceilings in the playroom, all the hooks, etc. So we have all that sort of swings and mats. So up until a couple of years ago, until he, you know, was what, about 14, it was a great room for any kid to go about, because we had bouncy swings and everything.
He needed, when he was little, the seeking deep pressure, so he needed the swings.
So the proprioceptive stuff, so he liked the deep pressure. And, you know, and he's definitely tactilely defensive, so he, you know, he needed a lot of brushing and work, you know, the soft brushes and the different brushes that we had, and the deep pressure stuff then, so getting, you know, all those messages to his hands and his feet, all the rubbing and the pulling and pushing and all sorts of stuff. And then I suppose we were very fortunate, because, you know, we went to America for a year, because we were able to go on Morris's job, and we brought Ben, and Ben was 5 at the time, and, you know, that was definitely the best thing that we ever did, because we literally got access to therapies and things that were 15 years ahead of here at that time. And
it was,
you know,
fortunate you were just in the right place at the right time,
you know.
But also you were seeking out these things as parents.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's the most important thing when you have a young child who has needs and wants, that you realise them, and you just go after them.
But so, you know, we picked exactly where it is that we were going to live, you know, in the vicinity that we knew that we would get access, we would get the appropriate services. And also, like the centre integration, we already knew what that was and that it was something that he needed. So therefore, we were able to, well, the school also provided that at the time, and but we paid for additional ones. And mm-hmm. But by going there and going there every week with him and seeing him doing this twice a week, you know, we had a very good idea about what he wanted and what he needed. So when we came back here, we bought all, now they were very expensive and they are expensive, but we bought all, lots of strange T-bar swings and net swings and things that we knew were going to work with, yeah, blankets and
all that.
Those things that for him, so, you know, that he had, and I suppose as time went on, Ben was better able to regulate himself, and he needed, knew what he needed himself in order to be able to regulate. And you know, and as I say now, he, you know, and left, he was very happy now. You might see him stimming, but he was happy or something. But
very excited.
Yeah.
But now the amazing thing is that he doesn't need any of these little tools anymore. No. So your work paid off. You did the job really, really well. You taught him how to regulate himself.
Well, he certainly can regulate himself now, and you know, we'd have to assume, and I suppose my OT friends tell me that doing what we did, you know, did work.
Can I come to your party?
No.
Please.
No.
I'll bring you a present.
No, don't come. No.
Oh, I might cry. I'm going to cry. Of course, you're going to be very upset, Jack. Please, can I come to
you? Of course, you can come.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Yeah,
you
can come too.
Can Eddie come?
No.
Who can come too? Who did you say?
You.
Just me.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you,
dear
boy?
How are you?
How are you doing?
Hello, good to see
you.
Mwah, mwah.
Hello, happy birthday.
Hello,
how are you?
Who are you?
Mark.
Mark, Jack, 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 Jack
first off movie, and just good.
Very good. Mm. And a cake, and then put on the movie.
No, no, we don't do cake. Jack doesn't do cake and right. birthday and happy birthday and all of that.
Is there no big happy birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Never
liked it.
I don't be telling me that actually. Yeah. He just doesn't like yeah. it. What doesn't he like?
I don't know. I think it's the singing, happy birthday, and the attention, and the focus being on him specifically for that few minutes. He doesn't like it.
So no cake, we don't happy birthday.
There's a birthday cake. We've made a birthday cake this afternoon, and it's at home that we have it when we go home.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Sunbury, and he didn't want to go have bouncy castle or anything like that at the house. So there was just a few suggestions made, and because Manhattan is a venue where you can have a movie as well as food and everything all under the same place, in the same place.
Mm.
It worked out.
It's all very grown up. That's a big departure, isn't it?
Mm.
Does that make you just really understand how grown up Jack's getting now? He's a teenager now, big time.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge change on him in many areas, load of different ways since he went to secondary school. And I think it's like the way it is for any other teenager. Like they leave the primary school environment where they're still mingling with loads of younger, smaller kids and they're still very much the young child or the young kid. Then they go to secondary school and they're looking up, they're looking forward, they're looking at the 5th and 6th years and they immediately adapt to become more grown up in this grown up environment. They change, all of them change their behaviour. Jack's just done what all teenagers do.
Isn't that great?
He's adapted.
But he's also made lots of new friends, hasn't he?
Well, he has. He's comfortable with a lot of new people, put it that way. None of them would be like close friendships apart from the one with Mark and his friend Rory, who's always been his friend all the way through primary school.
Jack, my name's Busy Lizzie, remember? Busy Lizzie. do you know Jack has nicknames for people?
Does he?
Oh yeah. Have you not got a nickname for Mark?
Richard.
Richard. Richard.
Richard.
Hey.
He reckons I'm Richard.
You're Richard. Oh, you are. You're a good Richard.
Yes. You like that, Mark?
It's funny. That's a good Where on earth God did he come up with that for Richard?
Sure, I'm Busy Lizzie.
That's Busy Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Yeah.
Richard.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Sorry.
Yes, you are.
I've seen you guys in a long time.
Yeah.
Do you remember me, Eddie's mum?
Yeah.
You guys have been friends with Jack for a long time.
Yeah, since primary school, anyway.
Yeah. Since you started school,
yeah.
You would have all been in the same class, wouldn't you?
Like,
yeah.
Isn't it good he never gets any trouble in school? Nobody ever picks him or
annoys
him in school. They
really we all look after him. Yeah,
they
everyone
nice.
Has good respect for him.
What's that, do you think?
Because he's a very likeable person.
My only son. He took out the whole armada single-handedly. With one arm, he was steering the ship.
Isn't that amazing, Ron? You know, people's perceptions of autism would be, you know, child has no friends. And here we are, or finds it difficult to make friends. And here we are sitting on a summer's evening upstairs in a lovely place in Donegal Town, a restaurant. And there's so many kids.
17.
About 17 children here, all sitting down, all here for Jack.
Mm.
It's just, I hate to use the words, but it's just like a normal birthday party.
It is.
It is a normal birthday party.
It is.
A lot of parents listen to this with the younger children mightn't think this was ever possible.
And when Jack was 3 or 4, we might have thought this was never possible, you know.
When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall. Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. Can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose.
I can just tell by her face, she lights up, doesn't she, the minute she's talking about drama. You absolutely love it, don't you?
Yeah, I always have. It's only recently, though, that I've actually had the courage to go for an audition.
Really?
Either that or, yeah. Normally before that, I'd just be in my room quoting along with films I'd be watching.
I don't want to be her. I hate everything about her. But I don't want to be me either. Sometimes I want to fade away, become a shadow, fading away, forgotten. Maybe if you forget about me, I won't make you so sad anymore. Oh, what's that, Mum? Oh, I was just watching a video. Was it too loud? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And that's it.
Wow, Kara, that's amazing.
I forgot some of it, but that's about it.
Did you? That is so good. Well done. Well done, that's brilliant.
If you want to succeed in what I want to do, you're going to have to overcome things like that. You're going to have to talk into a room full of people who may or may not be listening to you, watching your movements, what you're saying, how you're acting to each word you're saying. But, it's definitely gotten easier every time I say it.
With the acting, I'm getting a lot of experience now over the last couple of years because doing the other plays and even just on Sunday whenever I was at rehearsals for another play, the director came down to me and told me that I would be in a new scene and I've got more lines now.
Okay, we're talking about Annie now.
Annie, yeah.
Go away. Really?
Yeah.
You're delighted.
Yeah, and a little bit scared because the show is in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I just got the lines on Sunday.
Oh, you got many lines?
A few of them is probably about 2 or 3 pages of lines. So.
What?
I know. It's like, there's.
But you're delighted.
I am, you know, because like, even whenever she explained this story to me and she told me that she was looking over other productions of the show and that one scene, there's like normally all men in that scene, but she said that when she looked over productions, there actually was a woman in it.
Mm.
And she just goes, Kira. And I was like, oh my god, she actually thought of me for something, the kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
why wouldn't she?
I really liked that. I was going, okay, I'll do that, no bother.
So. You were as high as a kite on Sunday then, weren't you?
Absolutely.
This was big news last Sunday, Carmen,
yeah,
wasn't it?
More
a smile on her face the minute she starts talking about it. So pages and pages of lines that have to be learned.
Yeah, well, there's a few lines, yeah. So I'm in three different scenes now, and I've got lines in two of the scenes, and I'm singing a song in the other scene, so...
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
I know, I'm really happy with it.
So you've a good big part in the production now.
Yeah, so, like, when you're kind of the biggest, smallest part, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Kind of the...
The biggest, smallest part sounds great.
That's the way I could put it.
So are you okay with that? Are you going to be nervous on the night? Is it going to be okay for you?
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to think a lot about calming yourself, not getting nervous. Yeah. Mm.
Knowing me, I'll probably get hyper.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sometimes kind of the way I get nervous is I'll get hyper and overexcited kind of a thing. So
just overexcited.
Yeah.
Will she be all right, Carol?
She will.
It's a lot to take on.
It's a lot to take on, especially the three changes. But she's already planning. She's going to wear one outfit under another outfit so that she won't have to stress and changing. And then she's got a break before the third change. So she'll
the
have
whole to, half. Yeah. Change the second half.
So we'll have a good time to get changed for the other one. But the two scenes are quite close together. So even just tonight before you came down, we were discussing we need to get a coat, we think is the best option. So she can wear one outfit under one and then have the coat on for the first, so she's able to take that off and she'll be ready to go. But she'll be fine once she rehearses it and does it a few times. It'll be fine
once you know the routine.
Definitely, yeah. It's all about the routine.
Get the scones for Jack. Hiya.
How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good.
I've been invited for tea and scones.
Hope you're making the tea yourself.
I brought the scones. We'll see how we get on with the tea. Are you coming in?
Yeah, I'll come in for a while.
Get the boys settled. Yeah.
I was texting you there.
Hi, boy. Hello, Jack.
Good to see you. Ma.
Good to see you. Mark, hello. I met you before.
Yeah.
Hiya. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. You're coming up to hang out for the afternoon. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I have a job to do too, Alison, for my help.
Will you what?
They have a job to do as well, you see.
Oh, okay. You're giving them work to do, Sean.
There's phones for Bumbleheads.
They what?
There's phones. There's 40 phones to be sent in.
Oh, yeah.
To Bumbleheads, you know. So they're going to pack.
Explain that to me now.
Bumbleheads, it's for ambulance for sick children.
Mm.
I think it's down in Kerry now, it's run, but the ambulance caters for young children heading to hospital, take their parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
Make it more comfortable for them for the journey.
Right, okay.
That's really all right.
So they recycle all the old phones?
Recycle all the old phones.
You collect all these phones, Jack? Yeah, he's smiling. What do you have to do? Put them all individually into these envelopes?
Yes, and itemise them. A lot of work to be done now.
That's a lot of work to be. So we can forget about the hanging out for the afternoon, I think.
Well, that's only suggestion.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. What do you have to do? They have to go into this envelope here?
Yeah, about two or three at a time, I think.
Oh, you have a big box. There's a good few there. Yeah. And then you have to label the envelopes.
No.
You don't know? What do you have to do, Jack? Do you know?
Label them.
Label them? What does it say there?
Please remove my tape and seal the envelope before putting into the post.
And then just pop them all in the post box?
Yes.
Oh, very good. You're going to be busy with that, boys, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you've got a tattoo shop. Dobby? Great.
Did you get my messages on Viber this morning?
Did.
I got your messages.
Yes.
Did I give you one of the wake-up texts?
No.
He texts me every morning about 8 o'clock.
What does he say in the text?
It's normally, hey.
Hey.
Nothing every morning at 8 o'clock.
It's just as well Mark has an alarm clock, isn't it, called Jack?
Alarm clock.
Jack
over.
Hmm?
Alarm clock is right.
Alarm clock is right.
Tick, 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 tick.
What do you like about Jack, Mark, having Jack as a friend?
Oh, he's great fun, always very lively and funny.
You're like two old men sitting at the table here having your tea and scones, aren't you? Mark, do you find Jack different to other kids?
Oh, yeah. Most kids are very boring, don't want to do anything. This book is always up on the move. Mm-hmm. Every morning at 8 o'clock, he's not like these ones who want to lie in the morning, always in the
busy.
Yeah.
Is it hard to communicate with Jack though?
Not really. More or less understand what he's trying to say.
Your mom, yeah, had a free shot to pick her up. I'm cool.
What did he say?
He told Eddie that his mum will be out to pick him up at 3:30 sharp.
Thank you very much. And Eddie's my son, so thanks, Jack.
Mark, did you just figure out a way of understanding Jack, do you think?
Yeah. Just like it's easy enough to understand him. He more or less, you know what he means at times, like. But most of the time he's good at communicating. He can get the whole sentence, like, right. He's good at making communication. That's and like he's good at texting as well. If it's not Snapchat, it's Fiber or text.
He's very good on the phone. Yeah. Look at he has the phone in his hand now.
Teen's gone. Take care. Bye bye. Beep beep.
So would you have known anyone else with autism before you met Jack, Mark?
No. Never.
And do you know what autism is?
Yeah, I didn't really know much about it, but like
Do you know now?
So I got to understand it. Through Jack.
That's a lovely little friendship that started now between Mark and Jack. Is that Jack's first sort of... Is Mark's Jack's first sort of friend? Friend?
Rory would be his...
Who's our neighbour.
Rory, friend and neighbour over here. Rory would be definitely probably the first. But Mark is... What's unusual about the Mark is that Mark and he have hit it off. They never knew each other before they went to secondary school. Neither child knew the other. But
Mark
just...
was kind of taking Jack under his wing. At lunchtime, Mark would wait for Jack after he'd given him his insulin and they would sit and have lunch together.
He's so comfortable around so many people now. You know, he's just at ease, completely at ease.
So, Jack, here we are with our silly names, right? Busy Lizzie,
Richard,
and Jack is Seamus Kindle.
Richard Bouquet.
Is that a character?
Yeah, from Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, Richard Bouquet. So we were chatting there, Sean, before the phone went about summer holidays and leaving Jack on his own because Maeve's not here.
Yeah, well...
How does that work out?
Well, we just can't do that, Alison, now, just other than scoot out to the shop for 10 minutes. But no, we'd have to stay in the house now because...
You couldn't leave Jack on his own.
Only because he'd head for the fridge, you know?
It's the food and the
it's
diabetes.
Other than that, yeah, he's fine.
Other than that, he would actually be absolutely
fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like he would cook himself now.
Because he's good, and he wouldn't. He just wouldn't do anything. That
No, absolutely not that.
There, that's a Vodafone flick up, isn't it?
Side up.
We need to find that one that we know that's working. Remember the one we found the other day.
They gathered, I think it was around 70 phones. They sent off their phones and we individually packaged them, or 2 or 3 phones in each package. So we just got a letter during the week from Bumbleance thanking them for their phones, and they sent them up t-shirts. So they were very excited about that. So Jack now wants to send Ramona an email thanking her for her letter.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Vicky's kicking me out.
You're welcome.
Well, very welcome. Go home. I'm very happy.
You want me to go home now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go now. Thanks for having me for tea and scones.
You're Laura.
You're trying to come to my house next
time. Yes.
Okay, shaking hands with me again. Will we make a date, Jack? Tea and scones, my house? What day suits you? Friday evening at 5. Okay, we'll go Friday evening at 5, maybe next week?
It'll be fine.
See you, boys.
See you later.
Bye, Jack.
God bless.
God bless. Mwah. Mwah.